Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Sunday night's loss to the Ravens in Baltimore will go down as the one that got away. It was an emotional night on many levels, but there's no question that both teams played with their heart on their sleeves.
It is incomplete, in and out of the hands of Devin McCourty.
It was another game that hung in the hands of a field goal. The Pats were up by two with 2 seconds remaining on the clock as the Ravens lined up for a field goal. The scene was all too familiar, and in this go-around, there was no stellar defensive play that saved the game for the Patriots. Instead, it was a poor execution in the fourth quarter that ultimately gave the Patriots another loss in a game that seemed to be right in their hands. Devin McCourty's pass interference set up the perfect opportunity for the Ravens to capitalize on the penalty and bring the game home.
Disappointed. I got to make that play. The team counts on me. You know, that's a play I can make, and I just got to play better.
The offense appeared to be finding its rhythm with big yards from Wes Welker. But as for the defense, Devin McCourty dropped 2 interceptions that could have changed the game, and then add the pass interference with just under a minute to play. In a game where poor officiating was evident, McCourty's pass interference couldn't be disputed. The 27-yard penalty set the Ravens up for their game-winning play, a 27-yard field goal that rookie Justin Tucker narrowly and just barely made. The defense was much stronger in the first half of the game, but fizzled out when the Patriots needed them the most. The locker room was a somber place to be after the game, and the players offered very little to say.
I got no comment about that.
I don't have any control over that, so I just try to do my job.
We didn't execute well enough at the end of the game. We just got to play for 60 minutes and make plays at the end of that game. And, you know, as a defense, we just got to do that. And starts, you know, myself individually, just got to get things done.
The Ravens took advantage of missed opportunities and poor execution, and then that field goal. History almost repeated itself. It was just barely good, but good enough to send the Patriots home with a 1-2 record, one they haven't seen since 2001. The Patriots will have to bounce back and prepare for another game on the road as they take on the Buffalo Bills next week, looking to come home 2-2. That'll wrap it up for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.